Blog Talk Radio.
Christ. Amen. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian Protestant Internet Church, and we meet every evening on Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are in the world. Amen. Praise God. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners, and we invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage, and our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Also, if you have missed the broadcast and you wish to hear the message, you may recast the message from our link on our webpage under archived sermons. Amen? Amen. We ask that when you join us in our chat room where our members are, loving and kind as they are, that you pull up the page and across the banner it says MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When the page changes, click guest and sign in with your name or your handle, and say hi to the saints, and they will say hi to you. Amen? We're very friendly and very loving here. Amen? So we pray that you will choose to join us. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for his presence whenever we come together. You are all here. The Holy Spirit, the Godhead is here. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. I'm here. And so we're all together in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I want to personally thank every single person who has prayed for me, who has thought lovely thoughts toward me, who has sent me a birthday greeting, a card, a kindness, whatever it may have been, whatever expression of love you may have sent to me. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have truly been touched by everything that you have done. I can feel your love. I can feel your care. And I can feel the love of God enveloping all of us. Amen. Yes, today is my birthday, and I'm happy to be here, yet alive. Amen. And I'm happy to be spending it with you. Praise the Lord. Pastor loves you. And I also want to thank you for your expressions of kindness to Brother Bill and Brother Marshall as well. I'm certain that they will echo my sentiments at their earliest opportunity. Praise the Lord. So, everything that everybody's done, Pastor has received and is so blessed. Amen. Amen. It's wonderful to be loved by the body of Christ. Amen. And Pastor loves you too. So, big kisses to all of you. Amen. And hugs. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, God has a word for us tonight, saints. And it's a word. He's not playing around. He has something to say. So, we're not going to spend too much time on other things. Thank you, Gladys. We're going to go into the Word of God because the Holy Spirit really wants to talk to us tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hugs back to all of you. So, let's see, what else was I supposed to say? Oh, Make sure when you send the cards that you send them to the P.O. box. That's the only place that we receive the mail. And that address is on the website. And if you need Brother Bill to post it, then go into the chat room and tell Brother Bill. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Let's get on with what the Lord has for us tonight. You know, we're starting to see some of the early results of our fasting. And I know I've been seeing quite a bit of it. There have been some changes in my personal business life. Amen. Persons that I employ to do certain services for me, there have been changes there. Amen. And there have been other changes. And they're all good changes, you see. Change comes, and sometimes you don't think it's so good at first, but it is. Things that would have been put off 2 or 3 weeks, they're coming up faster. So sometimes God moves in other ways. You're looking for it to come down one street, and he comes down another street because he's God. He knows exactly what we need all the time. Amen. And I am so grateful to him for every single thing that he is doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. He's been waiting, and now I can't wait at all. Amen. If you're new to us, we only use the King James Version of the Bible. So I would suggest that you get your King James Version of the Bible out. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before you, thanking you for every blessing. I'm thanking you for yet another birthday. I am still here in the land of the living with so much to do, I don't know when I'll ever be able to come home. But that's okay, too. When you're ready for me, you'll bring me home. Amen. You told me many years ago, Father, that it wasn't my time to come home. I had work to do. So I'm working. Amen. According to your will. Thy way, O Lord, not mine. Thy will be done, not mine. Since thou for me didst bleed, and now dost intercede, each day I simply plead, thy will be done. Thy way, O Lord, not mine. Let glory all be thine. Keep me, lest I stray near thee from day to day. Teach me to watch and pray, thy will be done. Hide me from self, O Lord. May I attend thy word. Send pride beyond recall. Let each assailer fall. Be thou all my all in all. Thy will be done. Submissively I bow. With strength and grace endow. This weary, sinful heart, shield from each cruel dart. May I from thee never part. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Incline my heart each day to say, thy will be done. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach your throne with deep humility and gratitude in our hearts, much appreciation for the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave for our lives. We thank you for tending to us, this small flock. We thank you for caring for us so tenderly. We thank you for embracing us and protecting us and shielding us and making us stronger with each trial, each test, and each event. We want to thank you that we are not the people that we used to be. We are growing in your grace. We ask you, Lord, all the more, teach us to leave aside our wicked ways. Let us embrace the character and nature of Jesus Christ and allow our flesh to die the death that is assigned to it. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We just bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. We thank you for uniting us all in you. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you, Lord, for the warring, linking angels that surround us. We thank you, Lord, for the praising angels that are everywhere. Yes, Lord, your kingdom is a great kingdom, and you have prepared a place for us. And when that time comes, the Holy Spirit will take us from this earth, and we will enter into a life that we've not known before. Yet while we are here on the earth, we desire to please you by doing your will. Help us, Lord, to exchange our way for your way. Help us, Lord, to exchange our thoughts for your thoughts. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you, Lord, that you thought that we ought to have armor because we have enemies. They hated you, Lord Jesus, without a cause, and they treat us much the same. But we are so grateful and honored to endure persecution for your name's sake. We join the saints of old, many of them who gave their lives for the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to join such a holy assembly. It is an honor. And we are most grateful. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his angels, and his kingdom. We want nothing to do with the power of the devil in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all sources of witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons, and all their attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you defend your people. Stand with us, in us, and for us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing and womanizing devils, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, the voice of the charmers, in Jesus' name. We bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, returning all of these attacks to the senders in Jesus' name. All targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, EMF attacks. We bind you in the name of Jesus, binding all microwave frequency weapons, 5G, and all their components in the name of Jesus. We bind the work of every druid. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, European, Australian, American, South American, Canadian, Latin American, Caribbean, Jamaican, Eredur, Recite, Ramarol, Geshe, Ye kamamamama, Darasi, Araka, African, Argusho Turubrisi, Eresetereredio Sundarabriki, Asite, Yarroholeredio Sundarabriki. O Orekise, orders of witchcraft from Asian nations. Orgise, Mememeshan, Dabri, Runga, Dibrisha, Dabrokoshi, De Sete Dabri, Irgoleredio Sundribrisha, Casa, Mamamama Kushe, Ergise Deredio. Under a broselere di assi, yerra, superstitions, erragisce mesce onda regisa, yorro golere di osundri brisce de rebriche si teramara, ruca si di riborusce ne 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 osundri breche lere di osuta, char cohor chise, yerra chi, Indonesian, regisi di rabroselere di osuta, erra chi da Arabic, erra cohor chise da, Yerru kuhulele di osundere brisce di rushi, yerra da di osundere abraka basha da brike di sebebebebe, erru hulele di osundere brike shite da brikea, erru sita da brisce tara makusata. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians, and we bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide.
Rokotorobrise. All black magic and white magic worldwide. Riki si derushi. Rege senderabroka. Return to the senders in Jesus' name. Rakaharushunda rikise be. Roko senderibrisheta. We return every attack to the senders. We bind the corruption, the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in any culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting spirits, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for helping us as we pray in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to sabotage, spy, destroy, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, harass, intimidate, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool. In Jesus' name, we bind the carnal mind. We return to the sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-BK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and all of his agents in Jesus' name, and we chain all these spirits with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ and chain it with eternal chains unto darkness. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Baselech, Son, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72 in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and return the afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, intent, the work of the Demolé, and all that is pertaining unto the Masonic order in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it all with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief and accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. We particularly lift before you, Lord, every persecuted Christian that is on the globe in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you endue them with strength and power and grace and forbearance and with the love of God that is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for meeting their needs in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, for your grace. And we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and our vehicles and the road where we travel in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority and dominion over all animals and demons of the road so that they do not cross our path. We thank you, Father, that you have dispatched angels ahead of us to protect us. We bind the demons that come through the opening of web pages on the computer. We bind every demon coming across the computer lines through cell phones and every electronic device or technology in Jesus' name. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus, and we take authority over every demon of the night, all bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, and the water spirits that attack in Jesus' name. You have no right to attack anyone or anything, nor to try to get into our dreams. We command you to stay away. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep through the night and day. We thank you for the fiery wall of protection that you have around us. We thank you, Lord, for being a fence all around us every day. And we pull out every fiery dart, pin, needle, spear, all voodoo, witchcraft, and curses, whatever has been sent to us. We pull it out in the name of Jesus, and we send it back in Jesus' name. We, we pull down walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, shamans, sorcerers, and divinators in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, covenants, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every other form of agreement with the demonic realm. We thank you, Father. We disconnect ourselves, Father, according to the scriptures, from every person that is involved in witchcraft in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free. Hallelujah. And we loose ourselves from them now in Jesus' holy name. We loose ourselves from them now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, fetish, charm, all psychic thoughts and prayers, death spirits, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, anything fed to us, anything given to us to ingest, voodoo, magic, sorcery, torment, all psychic warfare and power, sickness, destruction, death, bewitchment, all of these things, candle burning, incense, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sin, we send it back wherever it came from. We return it from whence it originated in Jesus' name. And we declare ourselves to be free from it. We send back every curse that the enemy sends to us because Jesus Christ has become a curse for us in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said amen and amen. And amen. Praise the Lord for his goodness. I want to, before we get into it, I want to share something with you that I shared with Brother Bill the other night. I was on a highway in this area, and I was headed to a department store. And, of course, you know I prayed before I left the house. We know that because I pray all the time. And as I was traveling up this six-lane highway, in the direction in which I was going, I was in the far left lane. And the other car was in the far right lane. So there were three lanes going in one direction with a median in between, and three lanes on the other side going in the opposite direction. And I was singing a church song, some song I was singing, and I was praying and talking to the Lord. And I noticed, of course, you know, this was the night they had that full moon. And I noticed that the car in the far right lane suddenly went out of control and hit the curb on the right-hand side of the road. And then it spun around, started driving backward across the three lanes of traffic. And it hit the partition curb that was in the middle of the road. And, of course, by then I was pleading the blood of Jesus, and I had stopped my car and put my hazard sign on so that we didn't have a terrible crash by the persons coming behind me. And when the car finally stopped moving, it was facing me directly, head on. And I said, "Devil, you've tried this before with me, and you didn't win." So if I had kept going and the car had kept moving and the angels had not intervened, we would have had a head-on collision. But the Lord was there. And when the driver recovered, he drove his car back to the other side of the road and pulled over out of the way and sat there for a while to collect himself. You see, we talked not too long ago about God being our protection, didn't we? Well, you see, he is. So after I reached my destination and I went in to do the little bit of business I had to do and come back out, I called Brother Bill and I told him about it.
And we prayed a little bit more until it was time for me to get back on the interstate. But I want to publicly thank the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his protection, and for his grace. Amen. I know that many of you have similar testimonies, but you see, God is our protection. He is the only protection that we can depend on. Amen? Amen. Yes, God is good all the time. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I want to thank you for your prayers, because all of our prayers together really do matter. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, tonight the Lord has a special topic that he wants to talk to us about. And as soon as I finish fiddling with this, there it is, there it comes. I can tell you what he wants to say. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 123. And our verse for meditation comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. Our featured ebook is Spiritual Protection Bible Study. Spiritual Protection Bible Study. Spiritual Warfare. Amen. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. I also want to thank all the people that stopped by our church location to tell me happy birthday. That was so sweet of you. Amen. And the person at the front desk was so impressed. So I just want to thank you for going out of your way to do that for me. I love you and God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, tonight we're going to talk about a season of advance. A season of advance. So, you see, tests are most often a set of questions, problems, or exercises for determining a person's knowledge, abilities, qualifications, fitness, quickness to learn or to understand. They are also events or sets of circumstances that proves or tries a person's quality. Amen? Let me go over that again. Tests are most often a set of questions, problems, or exercises for determining a person's knowledge, abilities, qualifications, fitness, quickness to learn or to understand. And they are also events or sets of circumstances that proves or tries a person's qualities. As we mature in our walk with the Lord, we must accept that we will be tested. We will be tested. No, not possibly. Not maybe, but rather a definite yes. There are no exceptions, as God is no respecter of persons. in the book of Romans, chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Psalm 143, verse 10. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. You see, we have to be taught to do the will of God. We have to be led into uprightness and righteous living. We don't just wander there and find our own way. No, we have to be taught and we have to be led. Amen? Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led. You see, the Lord Jesus was led just as we are led. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. So Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, just as we are to be led by the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, to be tempted, tested, and tried of the devil. If you're a human and you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have your opportunities to be tempted, tested, and tried of the devil also. Amen. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 3. So he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness. He carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness. You see, saints, if you are following the Lord as you have been taught, the Holy Spirit will guide you into and out of each season of your journey on earth. That's right, there's seasons. Different things happen in different seasons. A season of advance begins with the Holy Spirit leading you into testings and trial to test or examine your battle readiness. Battle readiness. Are you prepared for the battle? Are you going to fight? That's right. I know some of you are going, that doesn't sound nice, Pastor. Well, it's so nonetheless. A season of advance begins with the Holy Spirit leading you into testings and trials to test or to examine your battle readiness. Most often, you may not perceive this, but this is the Holy Spirit's intent. Remember now, Tests are also events or set of circumstances that proves or tries a person's qualities. That's right. The Holy Spirit did this in the life of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, where he had just been baptized, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. 40 days he endured the temptation of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Notice that during the days of his testing, Jesus fasted. He who was without sin fasted during his days of being tested. I wonder, saints, how many battles have been lost and promotions denied because saints chose not to fast through apparent ignorance or by carnality. I wonder. Some people to this day, no matter how serious their problem is, and you say to them, so-and-so, you need to be fasting with your problem. The problem you've been discussing with me, you need to be on a fast. Oh, I don't like fasting. And I immediately think, and oh, you don't plan to overcome either. You see, some things don't move without prayer and fasting. Jesus said that once he left, his disciples would fast. Amen. Amen. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. Beginning with verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. See? There it is. You're going to be tested. And it's going to be a fiery trial. Don't be so shocked when it happens. As though some strange thing happened unto you. Don't respond like, well, where did this come from? It's a part of the Christian walk. But rejoice. Remember, Jesus taught us not too long ago to shout for joy. Rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. The disciples, once they had been beaten by the chief priests and the rulers, they rejoiced that they had been allowed to become partakers, participants of Christ's suffering. We are to join them in that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. I know our usual response to a fiery trial is not immediate rejoicing. But, saints, I want to encourage you to change that. I want to encourage you to change that. You have, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to handle your emotion, because the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. You can choose how you wish to respond in a situation. You can choose to be extremely upset, or you can choose to rejoice as the scriptures tell us to. You see, just as the Lord taught us not too long ago, when you rejoice, when you begin to praise the Lord, when you begin to thank him, it stills the avenger. It makes the enemy shut up. Things begin to happen in the realm of the Spirit on your behalf. But you have to make the right choice. You have to decide to harness your own feelings and your own thoughts. You actually finally have to do 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. You must needs be execute that scripture. And you must choose to rejoice. You must suddenly realize that there are only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Amen. And you must choose to obey the word and to rejoice. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. You see, there's a learning curve involved here. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. No matter what my circumstances are, I have learned this through experience, that no matter what my conditions are, that I will be content. That's truly an achievement in Christ. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. That's spiritual growth, saint. Nothing shakes you. Amen. You count it all joy. That's spiritual growth. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Here it is again. Count it all joy when you enter into these trials and testings and proving, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh and produces patience. The trying of your faith produces patience. You see, love is patient and kind. James chapter 5, verse 11. James chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy, enduring, that we're going to have to do in this life. And no one gets out of it, and no one gets around it. It is the prescription for all saints. Amen? It is the prescription for all saints. Each set of trials or challenging circumstances is tailored for the soul that is being examined. That's right. Tailored for the person that's being examined for advancement. Many believe that they are further along in God than they are, and their responses and reactions during the events of testing will prove this out. The Holy Spirit will test you prior to a promotion. The Holy Spirit will test you prior to a promotion. It's not just to determine if you can survive the testings, as some others have taught. He's not just trying to see if you can hang in there to the end. No, not that alone. But rather, it is to determine if you qualify, for a promotion in the Lord. Do you qualify for a promotion in the Lord? You know, I can remember when I was in high school, they had track and field, and they had qualifying heat. A qualifying test where you had to run, and they had to determine if you had met the qualifications they were looking for you for to enter into the actual race itself. Everybody that went out to run didn't make it into the actual race. The purpose of the qualifying heat was to eliminate those that didn't meet a certain standard. Amen? They were eliminated. And only those that met the certain standard were allowed to enter into the race to compete. Amen? The Lord rewards his disciples. The Lord rewards his disciples. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So, saints, if you're still going around with fear instead of faith, you've not met the qualifying heat. If you still have fear instead of faith, you have not met the standard for the qualifying heat. For he that cometh to God must believe. It's not ought to believe, must believe, that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No, not just those that seek him when they have a need, a particular need. No, those that diligently seek him. Diligence. Discipline. They do the things we tell them to do. I want you to know all these instructions that we give you, all the instructions for warfare, the dream protocol, how to keep your deliverance, all of these kinds of things. The Holy Spirit is watching to see if you actually do them and if you do them consistently. You're being monitored all the time. Amen, and it's so, and it is so. Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 18. Numbers chapter 18, beginning with verse 30. Numbers chapter 18, beginning with verse 30. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when ye have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor and as the increase of the winepress. And ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. You see, the Lord was setting aside certain things for those who served in the tabernacle of the congregation. Certain things were set aside just for them because of their service. They were given instructions on how they could partake of their reward. Amen. This is God's kingdom. Ruth, the book of Ruth, chapter 2. The book of Ruth, chapter 2. Ruth, chapter 2. And we're going to verse 11. Ruth, chapter 2. Beginning with verse 11. And Boaz answered and said unto her, speaking to Ruth, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Amen. You see, Ruth sacrificed. She sacrificed. She suffered and she sacrificed. And she served. She suffered, she sacrificed, and she served. She gave up the land of her nativity, where she was born, bred, and raised, and all of their customs and traditions and God and whatever came. She left her family. You know, there are people who come before the Lord in holy matrimony, and they fail to make the proper adjustment in their family relationships once they've entered into the married state. They think in either their ignorance or irreverence to the Lord that the relations they had with their family before is supposed to remain the same once they have entered into the married state. But that's not the truth. There's a change made, and it's a very serious change. Your spouse becomes your next of kin. It is no longer the family of your birth or the family that adopted you. Your spouse becomes your next of kin. And there is certain reverence and honor that they are due as your next of kin. The Bible speaks of how you are to treat your spouse. And the Lord takes it personally. So if your relationship with your spouse is out of order, you are out of order with the Lord. If you are the causative fact in your marriage relationship for things being out of kilter and not at God's standard, you are in sin. And you must needs be repent. And you must needs be change. Because what you are doing is providing an open door of attack for the enemy. Amen? So this is a very grave and a very serious matter. And it must be seriously taken to heart. The vows that you made before the Lord, you are expected to honor and to keep those vows. And if for some reason that cannot happen, you must, as a Christian, go to the Lord and get the mind of the Lord on the situation. You see, if the unbeliever decides to do what unbelievers usually do, then you are free to release them, and you are free. They want to continue in their witchcraft. You can't make them change. They want to continue in their rebellions. You can't make them change. This is a whosoever will faith. It has always been. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? We should remember that. Praise the Lord, you know? Ruth received a reward for her sacrifice, her service, and her suffering. She became part of the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a high blessing. What a blessing. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. You see, for those of us that have been called to ministry, we need to remember this, because sometimes it seems quite the opposite. But God doesn't forget anything that we have done for his kingdom. Amen? And he rewards. According to God's plan, it is righteous to pursue increase in the Lord, yet not according to the flesh. According to God's plan, it is righteous to pursue increase in the Lord, yet not according to the flesh. It is not sin to desire to be further blessed of the Lord. It is not sin to desire to be further blessed of the Lord. The desire to grow is from the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2. Erro la le dio su rikisha. Erra la le dio sundere brisha kisa be shanda rukore. Risa la le dio sundere bris. The Lord is saying that he's not calling anybody to live in abject poverty to please him. Some people have the mistaken notion that they cannot have any material blessings whatsoever in this life. They've been wrongly taught, or they have wrongly assumed that this pleases the Lord. But God blesses, as you can see in the lives of the patriarchs, that lack comes, abundance comes, and the Lord is blessing the abundant. At the end of Job's life, he had twice as much as he had before. So God is not calling us to be poor and stay poor our entire lives and to never have anything at all as service to him, the many-breasted one. He is the provider. He's the Lord our God, our shepherd. He brings increase. He tells us that he teaches us to prosper. Amen? Amen. Believe God. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. He entrusted them with his own goods. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, and to another 1, every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. So he doubled what he was given. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. He doubled what he had, all right? But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's, M-O-N-E-Y, money. He didn't hide his dishes. He didn't hide his clothes. He hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. He's talking about money. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. The Lord is blessing him for doubling his investment. Amen. Praise the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So whether he received 2 or 5, they both doubled the investment. And the Lord is pleased with them and rewards them. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. I was afraid. You see, without faith, it is not possible to please our God. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have done what? To put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. In other words, you should have at least put it in the bank so I could get some interest off of it. That's the least you could have done. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, when you die, you really don't want to go to outer darkness now, do you? I think not. Amen. I think not. You see, the desire. That's right. The desire for betterment, for increase, and for multiplication is a characteristic of our God. That's right. John chapter 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says to us, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. Life and life more abundantly. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things, the Lord says to his people, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Now, parents, I have a word for you. You must teach your child to tithe. So you say, well, we just tithe as a family. We tithe for them. But you haven't taught them that way.
You haven't actually instructed them that way. You haven't trained them by doing it that way. From my earliest days, even before I became three, my grandmother saw to it I had a handkerchief to go to church with, and she would give me some money to tie in my handkerchief. And when I got to church, I untied my handkerchief and I put the money in the offering. I was less than three then. And I've been practicing that all of my life. You see, parents, when your children do not learn to tithe as children, the appreciation for what tithing teaches is not instilled in their hearts, lives, and spirits. You must teach them. They must be active participants in tithing. If they get a dollar for allowance, they must know that they have to give 10 cents to tithe. They have to understand that. And children learn what they live. They learn by what they do. If you're doing it for them, you are not instructing them properly. They must do it for themselves. Amen? They must do it for themselves. They have to learn by doing. And they have to learn to be consistent with it. You see, when they don't do that, the blessings for their financial future become hindered because they have to be active participants. They can't just hear the gospel. They have to do the gospel too. The pathway for their financial lives, even into their futures, has to be paved now as they are children. You can't wait till they finally get a job after college and then want to talk about tithing. No, you've had their entire lives to teach them the truth of the word. Parents did not teach me that. My grandmother did. So you don't have to be the actual parent to impart that wisdom, knowledge, and truth to your loved one. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you sit back at home and you backbite the pastor, the elders, and you talk about the church really doesn't need any money and blah, 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 you are sowing seeds of discontent and unbelief into their financial future. I'm just going to tell you how it works. And if they never see you doing it, amen, if they never see you doing it, where's the example that ought to be set? I can remember when my grandmother's church started a building project, she was the very first person in the church to give her offering toward the building project. And my grandmother was not a wealthy woman. Quite the contrary. But the Lord provided what she needed. So, I say to you, train your child to do the word of God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to be. Psalm 75, beginning with verse 6. Psalm 75, beginning with verse 6. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Amen. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. No cell phone, no Facebook, no social media, no daily news, no Instagram, no friends, no family, no support system, no crutches, no excuses, no food. The Holy Spirit led Jesus to a place aloneness. Many fail this place in God. Many persons fail this place in God, for they fear aloneness with no map, no concrete directions, no obvious answers, and no ability to control the circumstances. Abraham, on the other hand, passed the testing of God. So you see, it's quite possible to do that. Genesis, let's join in Genesis. Everybody can find Genesis. Genesis chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. Genesis chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. He tried him. He tested him. There was an examination. God did it. And said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. You see, Abraham, first of all, had to pay attention. He couldn't be doing 10 other things at the same time. He couldn't be multitasking. He had to follow God's instructions explicitly. He said to him, Get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. He couldn't pick his own mountain. He couldn't decide, Well, Lord, why can't I go over to this? No. He had to wait to receive instruction. He couldn't go on his own. So, you know, that's how many saints behave. The Lord gives the basic vision, and then here we go doing it off our way. One of us would have just gone off and picked our own mountain. That's not what the Lord said to do. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. Then, on the third day, 3 days' journey, 3 days, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He's telling how this is going to work out by faith. He's speaking it forth by faith. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? So you see, Isaac understood the process. There was supposed to be a lamb for the burnt offering. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. So, okay, he was obedient this far. They ended up at the place where God wanted them through obedience and trust. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. You passed the test, Abraham. You passed the test. And Isaac passed the test too. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, thou hast completed this obedience in humility, in reverence, and in trusting, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations be blessed. Why? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Praise the Lord. It can be done by a human, saint. Yes, it can. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, not by fear, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after received for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. He obeyed God, and he didn't even know where he was going. He just went on the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Abraham offered up Isaac. Our Heavenly Father offered up Jesus Christ. Amen. There will most certainly be a battle in the school of aloneness. Abraham through that alone. You see, Isaac didn't know what was going on. But Abraham did. There will be a battle for your focus. There will be a battle for your mind. The place of battle and testing will prove or reveal defects in your trust in the Lord. Let me say that again. There will be a battle for your focus. There will be a battle for your mind. The place of battles and testing will prove or reveal defects in your trust in the Lord. You will not advance if you do not succeed in trusting the Lord regardless. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. There's a way to walk this out, saints. There's a way to walk this out. Hebrews chapter 3. Beginning with verse 17, Hebrews chapter 3, beginning with verse 17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Who was God upset with for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? You see, they didn't make it out of the wilderness because they walked in unbelief and doubt, and murmuring and complaining, and wanted to return to Egypt. They didn't make it out of the wilderness. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? Those who refused to believe the Lord's report, those who refused to obey, those who refused to trust, they didn't make it out of the wilderness alive. It is so. It is so. You see, saints, flesh wants to be in control. Pride and flesh will not easily be humbled. We must learn to choose humility over our own self-desire. We must learn to choose humility over our own self-desire. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. He must, speaking of the Lord, increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. First Peter chapter 5, verse 5. First Peter chapter 5. Verse 5, yes, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Amen. Clothed with humility. We can humble ourselves and choose to accept and adapt, or else we will remain the weak and feeble manipulators that we have always been. We can humble ourselves and choose to accept and adapt, or else we will remain the weak and feeble manipulators that we have always been. Some manipulators never learn. They spend the rest of their lives going around the same mountain over and over again. Many times when they have devised a way of escape of their own to get them out of their wilderness experience, this is their report. They report that they believe that God is leading them, blah, 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 and so on and so forth, when God has not spoken that to them at all. Let this be a warning to many. If you are attempting to make your parents get along or to make your spouse a spiritual leader, to architect your own circumstances, or to make your relative receive deliverance, or to get your neighbor to accept Jesus, you are taking too much on yourself. You most likely will be quite frustrated because while you may be able to influence them, and yes, you should try to influence them, you cannot control them. If you try to relieve your frustrations by changing other people or trying to be in control of your circumstances, you have fallen for the big lie that the source of your stressful frustrations and therefore the solution to it is anchored in your environment, circumstances, and in others, not in yourself. Perhaps your goal is to have your spouse lead a family devotional time on a diet. or to buy new carpet. These are decent desires, but they are not effective goals. Goals should be within your power to achieve. Goals should be within your power to achieve. By making your goals dependent on others, you have simultaneously surrendered control of your life as you attempt to usurp control over theirs. Consider this. Think about this example. We don't have anybody that I know of in this ministry called Cassandra, so we'll talk about Cassandra. If that's your name, Pastor apologizes. She wasn't thinking about that. Cassandra thought she had to change her husband to be content. That's what she thought. She thought she had to change him to be content. Her contentment did not rest in her own heart and in the Lord God who dwelt in her heart, but rather in her husband or in her own persuasive power. She thought her contentment was to be found in her husband or in her ability to persuade him to do whatever it is she wanted. Her attempts to control him, even though her motives contained some good elements, were manipulative. Though she prodded him, nagged him, quarreled with him, she never succeeded in changing him. In fact, her insistence alienated him and increased the stress in the relationship. Now there are many who the relationship is not with a spouse, it's with someone else. But the same principles apply. Initially, he was resistant to change. But eventually, he dug his heels in and he refused to change. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness. In the wilderness, you know, in the wilderness, you're out there by yourself. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. The strife never stops. It keeps rolling like a river. In sunrise to sunset, there's an argument about something. There's nitpicking, fault-finding, and outright disrespect every single day. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. And God is not a liar. To be contentious means always ready to argue, quarrelsome, always involved in a dispute and controversial, even to the point of being belligerent. That's what contentiousness is. Just a constant bicker, 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 bicker. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 24. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. There's no peace there.
There's no joy and there's no love there. There's no respect for God either. Proverbs chapter 27, beginning with verse 15. Proverbs chapter 27, beginning with verse 15. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her, hideth the wind. And the ointment of his right hand withbereath itself. A quarrelsome wife is like a continual drip on a rainy day. Attempts to restrain her is like attempting to stop the wind or trying to take hold with an oily hand. You see, it does not matter how spiritual our goal is or how sincere our motives are. When we demand change, we move into an unrighteous role. When we demand change, people are not puppets. And we cannot be their puppet master, are not puppets, and we cannot be their puppet masters. When we try to pull another person's strings, we overstep our authority and get out of our lane. We are actually only fooling ourselves. No one appreciates being remade into another's vision of them. In fact, some don't appreciate the Lord expecting change in their lives. They are rebels, and they resist the Lord at every turn. We cannot make changes in others that only Christ is capable of making. We cannot make changes in others that only Christ is capable of making. Submission in relationships is neither control nor manipulation. Submit, then you'll get what you want, is not of God. That's not God. This is giving in order to get. Godly love and submission teaches no ulterior motive and no attempts at controlling another human being. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my word unto you. Turn ye at my reproof, at my correction, the Lord is saying. Pour out his spirit so that you can understand what he's saying to you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 10,
verse 17. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. He's in the way of life when he obeys the instruction. But he that refuses reproof or correction erreth. He's in error. Amen. Proverbs 13, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. But he that regardeth reproof, correction, shall be honored. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10. Correction, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. And he that hateth reproof, he that hates correction shall die. Verse 32, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Hear and heed the wisdom of the Lord. While others may respond to our righteous living, it is by their choice, not our insistence. If someone does change, our problem won't be solved. We may unduly be tempted to believe that we can really convince others to change and then teach others that this is an effective solution for them. We may take credit for our ability to change people, and or then it will be necessary for us to learn the hard way that many people and circumstances will not change despite our sincerest and strongest attempts. Yes, there are some situations that we can control by changing our circumstances. We can change the company that services our lawn. But many issues cannot be solved this way. If we are unhappy in a given place and we go to another place, we take our unhappiness with us. This is why learning to adapt to unchanging circumstances is far more useful than always trying to change, deny, or escape them. This, too, is testing. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen, church? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill. Amen. Let me see what's going on here. Amen. Let me click this one more time so I can hear Brother Bill. There we go. Okay. There. All right, Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, we have, I just want to thank all of you real quickly. Thank you so much for every card you've sent, every word of encouragement, every gift you've given, and all those words that were just so full of the Holy Ghost. It was awesome. It just blessed my soul. I had tears when I was reading some of those cards. It just gave me so much joy, tears of joy. It was awesome. Thank you, saints. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful saints you've given us. And now, saints, since only one of us can be heard at a time, we have a special guest, AK, and he's going to lead us singing happy birthday to the pastor. So go ahead and take it away, AK.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear pastor. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for everyone that was singing with him. How wonderful. Amen. Brother Bill, we're back to you.
Yes, Pastor, that was fun. That was truly fun. Thank you, saints, for singing in the background. I just give praise Lord, for these wonderful praise reports, and thank you, Lord, that the saints understood. I was sending on private text and asked them all to sing, but then I realized that only one can be heard at a time, so what better than our little prayer warrior to lead us? And I just give you praise and glory, Lord. These are wonderful praise reports. I can't wait to read them all. Trish says, praise you and thank you, saints, for the agreement prayers. My son's refinance loan was approved. Praise the Lord Jesus in the highest. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just give you praise and glory for that, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. You're worthy, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Deborah has a praise report. After praying for quite a while for the homeless camp to be removed and the people saved, one tent caught on fire, and 2 days later, the place flooded. Everyone is gone. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for helping. And she was praying that their souls would be saved too. And NK says, praise, this fast has been really hard, but in a good way. God is great, and we are not. I can already distinctly see 19 ways in which our Heavenly Father is changing and blessing us. May we show forth his goodness. And thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. And RT has a praise report. God's been so gracious and merciful today. My loved ones, children, and myself over the years, he brought us a mighty long way. When I look back over our lives, no matter what, God has been so good to us. I'm so grateful, Lord. I just praise you and thank you for everything you've done. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. Praise God, RT. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. She was just so happy to see that. Praise you, Lord, and thank you, Jesus. And Ariana has a praise report. During the fast, the Lord has given me the ability to eat bananas. Always used to cry and whine when told to eat a banana. But during the fast, I really started to enjoy them. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to get over my dislike of bananas. Praise you, Lord. And Dina has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful fast that brought about correction, repentance, recovery, spiritually, physically, and financially. I'm looking forward to getting more revelation and growth beyond the fast. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we have a praise report from Loves the Lord. I like that name, Loves the Lord. Praise report. My life will never be the same again. Every fast, I felt like I couldn't wait. With all due respect to God, get back to the regular routine, so to speak. My life is never going to be the same. Never, never. I will never want to go back to the regular. God has delivered me from Christian carnality. I thought I was all that. He was giving me the chance to put forth all the effort. Through fasting, prayer, his word, mercy, and grace, he opened my eyes. Through the parable, the 10 virgins, the gnashing of teeth, prepared for the carnal, stupid, prideful Christian, the know-it-all, I need my lamp to be filled with his oil. I am not the same person 7 days ago. He brought me into the fast, chastened, humbled, and brought correction and convicted me. I remember how Pastor said Jesus was pulling up both sleeves this time. He did it for me. I hope he did it for you all. And I receive in all humility and respect for the work of God to be done in this life from the saint of the household of God. Praise you. What a wonderful praise. God just give me praise and glory. And NK, as a praise God, he is moving. His word stands. Pursue the enemy and you will recover all. Oh, wow. Jesus has blown wide open a demonic stronghold in our family's life and is giving us the opportunity to push back. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And AK has a praise report today. KK and I received deliverance while listening to an archive on the spirit of rejection. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. See, they went into the archive and listened, and they got more deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for that. Dina has a praise report. Thank God for putting some fire into my praise. He's putting songs in my spirit. Yesterday I wanted to hear Faithful is Our God, and today he wanted me to hear repeatedly, Jesus Be a Fence. Praise the Lord. I'm even singing psalms now for Pastor Sabrina's sermon on praise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And she also says, I recently wrote Pastor Sabrina, and she told me to bind up the inordinate desire for sweets. And praise be to God, it works. The inordinate is the key word to stopping the nagging desire in its tracks. Hallelujah. It works with chocolate too, saints. I know for sure. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Stacy has a praise report. The Texas synagogue.
Tickles your fun. God bless you.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go. Stacy has a praise report. The Texas synagogue hostage taker. I'm sorry. Sick. Oh, blood of Jesus. Here we go. The Texas synagogue hostage taker was taken out and all the hostages escaped. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And in cases, praise just as Pastor recently prayed for everyone. Our family had a fun together night. Glory to God. God, he shall be known by our love for one another. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit and the MIC leadership for guiding us into all truth. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that praise report. And KK has a praise report saying, thanking and praising God for deliverance yesterday for myself and AK for the archives. The spirit of self-rejection sermon from 7 years ago helped us today and brought us closer as a family. Saint, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on those sermons. You need to go back and recast, and it will help you. And we give you praise. praise you, Lord Jesus, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. And for him has a praise report, thank you, Lord Jesus, for getting favor all day, all day long today, from the unexpected compliment received to those two nice phone conversations to the helping hands who carried items to my car. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your favor, for your grace. Praise you, Lord, for that. MM has a praise report. I want to thank God for the powerful permanent change in me during the fast. I've received a deeper understanding of the scriptures that came to strong warning and walking straight past. The Holy Ghost has enlightened my eyes, and I have received deliverance from carnal strongholds I felt I had no control of. Praise you, Lord. Yes, that's the key. Fasting breaks those yokes. And Jory has a praise report. My youngest daughter felt like she was getting worse with COVID today, that she felt it was affecting her lungs. I posted a prayer here today and did the warfare and prayed with her and reminded her that the Lord, he healed people. Many were healed within an hour. A couple hours later, my daughter reported that she feels so much better now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And AK says, as a praise report, thank you very much, God. God and AK and NK for supporting me through my spiritual trouble today to maintain deliverance I was going through earlier, which got into intense warfare with the devil threatening my appendix, but I kept pushing through. I didn't give in to the temptations, and I was being offered and pressed forward to the prize. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, MC, that you, MIC, for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And Carolyn has a praise report. My nephew's wife is out of the hospital. They can't find anything on the skin, but waiting for the test result. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Gladys has a praise report. I've noticed a change in how I worship, in my love for God, in my hunger for the word, etc. I was in a dark place a few weeks ago, and during the fast, I experienced a breakthrough. Something lifted, and I feel as if I've moved forward or arrived to a new level of faith. I can't explain it, but I feel the storm came because I knew it was about it, a blessing from the Lord. I feel stronger, bolder in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the fortitude to not quit amidst the tormenting pressure I experienced. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I have a praise report. I had to go to the credit union yesterday, and I'm standing in line and in just idle conversation. Before you know it, the lady in front of me was going to have open heart surgery. She was going in for testing. She's supposed to have it today. And before, it was just amazing how God orchestrated it. A letter to the Lord, and she got rid of unforgiveness, and we prayed for her later, and she's just doing great. Praise you, Lord, for that. I just give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you're doing. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. And happy birthday, Pastor, and may your latter days be better than your former days. In Jesus' name, I just loose blessings over you in Jesus' name. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you too. Amen. And I believe my former days will be better than my latter. I've been waiting all my life to get to this season of my life, and I do believe that I'm going to enjoy it all the way home. Amen. Praise God. Saints, it gets better as you go. Yes, you got to grow up. It's got to happen, you know. But it does get better as you go. Yes, it does. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for all the blessings that he has blessed me with, becoming your pastor, interacting with you, ministering to you, helping you, hopefully inspiring you with the truth of the word. I've seen so much growth. It's so rewarding. And I don't think that I'll ever be able to fully explain to anyone how much this really means to me. I laid down my entire life to be able to do what I'm doing today. And it is truly the joy and rejoicing of my heart. The Lord has truly made me glad. And you are a very big part of that. Amen. Just to see you growing and learning and becoming what Jesus Christ sent you into the world to become, that is truly a blessing indeed. Amen. Pastor loves each one of you. Amen. And I pray for you all the time. Praise God. And I especially pray for Brother Bill. And it's fun doing it. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, it's time for us to talk about what we're going to pray about tonight. It's really interesting, you know. I never know until I sit down with the Lord what he wants us to pray about. And so I have to wait, just like you do, to find out what we're going to pray about. Amen. You know, it's interesting walking with the Lord. He doesn't tell you everything ahead of time. He tells you as you go. And so as you go with the Lord, you learn various things. And you learn to trust him to keep you on the right path. That's important. Amen. That's very, very important, to trust the Lord to keep you on the right path. Amen. So tonight, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning allowing national flags and flags about historic events causes and organizations while refusing to raise a Christian flag outside a city hall is an unconstitutional example of government censorship and seemingly sympathetic, Supreme Court was told on January 18th. That would have been yesterday. The hearing came as the High Court has been becoming increasingly protective of religious freedom since conservatives gained a 6-3 majority on the bench in October last, 2020. When Justice Amy Coney Barrett replaced the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the case Shurtleff versus Boston Court file 20-1800 comes from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit. Petitioner Harold Shurtleff runs Camp Constitution, which offers classes and workshops on U.S. history and the Constitution. Camp Constitution, also a petitioner, was formed to enhance understanding of the country's Judeo-Christian heritage, the American heritage of courage and ingenuity, the genius of the United States Constitution, and free enterprise, according to the petition filed with the court. Three flagpoles adorn Boston City's Hall's entrance. Atop one flies the U.S. flag, and below it is a flag honoring missing soldiers and prisoners of war. The Massachusetts flag is on a second flagpole. The third flagpole usually flies Boston's flag, but sometimes flags are hoisted to honor or commemorate causes, individuals, events, and foreign countries. such as China or Turkey. Sometimes a tertiary staff host flags about military battles, victims of crime, or the LGBTQ community. But in 2017, Boston refused to let Camp Constitution display a flag containing a Christian cross, claiming it would be a constitutionally impermissible endorsement of Christianity by the city. The petition states that Boston official Gregory Rooney told the group, "The city maintains a policy and practice of respectfully refraining from flying non-secular flags." So there, out of Boston. Remember the Boston Tea Party? Same city. "We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning CEOs of some of the major U.S. airlines on Monday warned that the nation's commerce will essentially grind to a halt, and there will be significant operation disruptions to air passengers if 5G C-band technology is not deployed in a safe manner around airports. It comes as Verizon and AT&T are set to roll out their next-generation 5G wireless technology after numerous delays over concerns as to how the technology could affect flights. In a letter sent to White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, Transportation Secretary Pete, and Federal Communications Commission Chairwoman Jessica, whatever her last name is, CEO said that unless our major hubs are cleared to fly, the vast majority of the traveling and the shipping public will essentially be grounded. The letter was signed by the chief executives of American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and others. Despite the recent collaboration and data shared between the telecommunications industry, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the aviation industry, commercial aviation in the United States is facing major disruption of the traveling and shipping public based on our evaluation of the data and discussions that have been ongoing to resolve the issue of how best to deploy 5G C-band in a safe manner around U.S. airports," the CEOs wrote. Airline bosses requested that the 5G be implemented everywhere in the country except within the approximate 2 miles of airport runways at affected airports as defined by the FAA on January 19, 2022. This will allow 5G rather, to be deployed while avoiding harmful impacts on the aviation industry, at the traveling public, supply chain, vaccine distribution, our workforce, and the broader economy, the CEO said. We further ask that the FAA immediately identify those base stations closest to key airport runways that need to be addressed to ensure safety and avoid disruption in a manner that is narrowly focused and consistent with the agreement established on January 3, 2022. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning months of speculation have come to an end as California-based Meta Platforms Incorporated, the parent company of Facebook, had recently leased the entire commercial half of Six and Guadalupe, the 66-story high-rise under construction that will be Austin's tallest building when finished. That's in Austin, Texas. Meta confirmed to Austin Business Journal that it leased 589,000 square feet of office space across 33 floors at 6 and Guadalupe, located downtown at 400 West 6th Street. The lease was signed December 31st. We came to Austin over 10 years ago with just 7 employees. Now over 2,000 of us are proud to call Austin home. We're committed to Austin and look forward to growing here together. Catherine Shapley, head of Meta's Austin office and vice president for commerce, customer success, said in a statement, several companies and even people have made similar moves. Oracle, Elon Musk, and Tesla, and others have left California's unbearable environment and economy to better lands. I actually know people personally who have made similar moves. One man who has a large family left California for Arkansas, and another left California for Tennessee. Both are much happier. All right, Saints, now let's get down to the truth of this, okay? In truth, the reason that all of these companies are moving to more conservative states is to weaken the conservative political stronghold in those states. Satan thinks that he is slick, but he is not. That's what they're doing. These are they're deliberately planning strategically to move very liberal companies, very liberal, mean they don't believe like we believe, into these states, establish footholds and strongholds for the devil. And they want to break down the voting power of the conservative bloc, people that believe like us. So that's why they're flooding into these very, very large, populous, conservative states. It's not by accident that they pick Texas. Not at all. They want to shift the voting by shifting the population that votes liberal versus conservative. They want to change states from being red to blue. That's their plan. That's what they're doing. This is not just people, we're sick of California. No, that's not what this really is. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning researchers in China who have developed a wireless, flexible skin patch that enables the exchange of tactical stimuli between a human operator and a robot. Crafted by a team of scientists from City University of Hong Kong, Dalian University of Technology, some other university, and the University of Electric Science and Technology of China, the device is sensitive enough to capture movement and stress factors, for instance, twisting and turning. While there is already technology that allows humans to operate robots remotely, what makes this electronic skin patch stand out is the fact that it is far less bulkier, easier to handle, and last but not least, apparently provides more feedback than its predecessors. The system allows two-way feedback as similar sensors are attached to parts of the robot. Signals are sent over to the electronic skin where they activate tiny magnets that vibrate at different frequencies corresponding to the pressure applied. So sensitive is the device that the operator can tell between softer and harder pieces of rubber held by a robot, the researchers claim. With the use of Bluetooth, the feedback signals are delivered in an impressive 4 microseconds, with that figure increasing manifold when operated through a Wi-Fi network, according to the article. However, regardless of how the data is transmitted, the delay is below the 550 microseconds an average human takes to react to tactical stimuli anyway. So if you really listen and reread this, you'll understand that they're trying to get the robot to be able to respond better than a human does. That's what they're trying to do here. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Chinese scientists which have built a wearable robot that can reportedly read a human mind by monitoring brain waves and muscle activity. Developers claim the machine was able to recognize human intention with 96% accuracy. Testing the device on factory workers, researchers from the Intelligent Manufacturing Innovation Technology Center at China Three Gorges University apparently found that the volunteers did not need to issue verbal commands or perform gestures when they needed to grab a tool or a component. The developers noted that the robot reacted almost instantly, picking up the required object and placing it on the workstation, according to the South China Morning Post. The paper added that the team had published its findings in the domestic peer-reviewed China Mechanical Engineering Journal. The researchers could not be reached for additional comments. Such collaborative robots, or cobots, could potentially increase assembly line production, the study noted. It added that their real-world application had remained limited since their ability to recognize human intention is often inaccurate and unstable. To overcome this limitation, Project Lead Dong, whatever his last name is, explained his team's robot through hundreds of hours of training by 8 volunteers. The assembly line workers were outfitted with the machine, which combines a non-invasive brain wave detection and arm sensor. So, there you have it, saints. We need God to intervene. They plan to have these robots out here with the rest of us doing whatever it is they want them to do. Amen. Brother Marshall.
Praise
Amen.
The Praise the Lord. Your mercies are amazing, amazing, amazing. Father, I want to thank you for the new family you've given to many of us, Father. I thank you, Father God, for the family of the living God, not just Miracle Net Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, but the family that many of us globally, the saints have experienced, Father God. Yes, I love my natural family, but some of them have not, that I know of, come to the Lord yet, and that's the most important any human being can, most important thing any human being could do is to have a relationship with his Creator, and not just an intellectual approach, but a heart-to-heart response, that Jesus would actually reveal the Father to us, as he desires to do, wherever that is, in Matthew 11:27, and there's another place in Luke 10, I think, as well, maybe 20, verse 22, something like that. So, Father, I thank you, Father, that I may have a natural sister I've known for many years. She's just 2 years younger than I am, 2.5 years younger. And, Father, you've shown me things even as a young person. And I thank you for the things you've shown each of us. And I thank you you're able to change us. You said if we have a reverence for you, Lord, we would have a true reverence for you. You said we want to change. We're going to be changed. And I think you've been working on me for some time now. And I thank you for the message Dr. Sabrina gave tonight, especially about we can't change others. That's up to you. And even as you've been trying to teach me for many years, I was concerned about someone very close to me. And the person said, well, have you given that person to the Lord Jesus? So, Father, we can't change others, but you can change everything. We thank you, Father God. There are many people in positions of authority that want to do things that don't seem to be pleasing from our point of view anyway, from what we hear, to you, Father. But we know the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, give it to whomsoever he will. You raise up one, you put down another. As you've reminded us, I think it's in Psalm 75 that Brother Bill posted. I thank you for Brother Bill, and I thank you for all the saints. I thank you for Pastor Sabrina, and I want to personally thank the saints that have sent prayers and well wishes, and even other things, Father. I don't need any gifts, but it's just so nice, Father. It's one of the most important thing is the prayers. I thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers because Jesus is interceding, and you hear the prayers, Father God, for Sabrina, for Brother Bill, and all the saints, one for another. We pray one for another, and I thank you for all the prayers. I thank you for gifting us with a spiritual family, and we thank you, Father God, for the spirit of adoption. We thank you, Father, you hear our prayers because of what Jesus did, that even while Marshall was busy focusing on being selfish and thinking he knew something. This is, if any man thinks he knows anything, knows nothing yet as he ought to know, that you're able to get a hold of us. You're able to change us. We ask you to, he says, the heart of the king's in the hand of the Lord. You turn whichever way you will as the rivers of water in Proverbs 21. But we all have to start with changing ourselves. And I can't change myself, but your spirit's working on me. And your spirit's working on each of us, Lord. And that when we do genuinely repent, and we don't want anything to do with those old things we used to be controlled by, like ungodly fear and selfishness and all those things and carrying grudges and all those things. You're able, and the spirits of self-rejection and all those. Well, they looked at me funny. They don't like me. You know, some of us have had bad experiences, even in church situations sometimes, especially in church situations, Father God, where people can carry grudges. So, Father, we thank you for healing us, healing our hearts and giving us confidence in you, because you are that kind of agape love, the kind of love that doesn't say, hey, if you don't do it my way, it's my way or the highway. No, you say, hey, I want to show you a better way, a more excellent way, and that's to walk in the Spirit. We thank you, Father. If we, you told us to pray for those who despitefully use us, but all these situations, Father God, not just those in Boston that are making decisions, and especially those in the Supreme Court that are making decisions about these things, about flying flags. It just seemed like a very important thing. But your banner over us, Father, is love. Not ordinary love. No. Father, the little story that Sabrina read and Brother Bill posted about Father Abraham in Genesis 22, where Father Abraham, who is a prophet, by the way, because that's what the word says two chapters before in chapter 20, says that God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And yes, it's amazing that Isaac, with maybe 12 or 13 years old, was willing to be bound by his very mature father. I have a grandson who's about 13, and I think he could probably keep me from tying him up if he thought I was going to offer him for a burnt offering. And I'm not quite 100 years old yet. My youth is being renewed like the eagles. Thank you for that, Father. But, Father, I'm just so amazed that Isaac was so willing to do that, Father God, to allow his father. Help us all to be so totally dependent on you, Heavenly Father, that we'll say, not my will, but thy will be done, even as Jesus did, that he was willing to be put on that cross for each of us. So, Father, we ask you, if you grabbed our attention because Jesus, hey, I love you this much, and stretched out his arms and gave up everything, poured out his soul, his blood, the holy, holy, sinless blood, the blood without any sin for each of us, that we can be redeemed back from Satan. If he was able to do that, and we don't belong to us, we belong to you, Heavenly Fathers, we belong to Jesus, then he can get a hold of other people, even those in the government in Boston, even those in maybe Salem, Massachusetts, where there's more than a little bit of witchcraft. Some people have all kinds of nasty background there. And we know that there's some nasty things that go on in some of those places, Father. There were some wonderful things that happened in Boston, but some nasty things that happened in the past. But, Father, you know the hearts of every human being, and you can draw them to the Lord Jesus. We ask you to do so. We pray for those who despitefully use us. They can be changed. We ask you to save their souls, Father God, in Jesus' name, including the family members of every believer, because I can't change them, but you can. You can deliver them from mind control and the witchcraft. So, Satan, we bind you. We bind everyone, those ungodly spirits of mind control, ungodly spirits of insanity, generational insanity, mass insanity, and all the spirits that can kill, steal, and destroy, every spirit of greed and corruption, every spirit behind pedophilia, every spirit behind hatred of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind every spirit of pride and rebellion, and we cancel their assignments. All witchcraft curses returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits, sent them to do those spirits they intend to do to us, all the saints and all those coming into the body of Christ, even those who simply want to put a Christian flag on a flagpole in Boston and every other place where people are trying to stand for what's true in God's sight, the God who created heaven and earth, the creator, the only true creator God, not the little God of this world. He just copies the creator God as best he knows how, because he's so puffed up, he thinks he's going to overcome the creator God. But Jesus spoke him into being. Everything visible and invisible spoken into being by the word of God. So Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound. Every one of your ungodly spirits mind control you. The strong man are bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound according to Mark 3:27, according to Matthew 18:18. In the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, at whose name every knee must bow, including your Satan, all your underlings. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is Lord of all, as it is written in Jesus' name. He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And you, Satan, and every distracting, every tickling spirit, every one of your underlings are perpetually, continually bound, including all spirits behind electronic devices, including robots, 5G, 6G, every spirit trying to control, bring in metaverse, every ungodly spirit behind this Facebook nonsense, every ungodly spirit trying to switch things from people having a relationship with the Creator God to having a relationship to demons in the fourth industrial revolution. Every demonic spirit is bound and gagged. Every one of your underlings of ungodly fear. Every spirit of mass psychosis is bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy are bound. Their assignments to all the saints, all those coming into the body of Christ, all the family members of every believer, of none effect in Jesus' name. It is written, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Satan, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Every spirit of insanity, every spirit of global insanity, your demonic assignments to all those in and will be in the body of Christ, of none effect, including the family members of every believer. And all those in positions of authority that can be reached by the Most High God, and he can do exceeding abundantly more than can ask or imagine, every one of your demonic assignments of none effect in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit, continually bound and gagged and chained in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven in Jesus' name. We command there be no further flow of power communication between the demons in the second heavens, the demons in the bush, the demons in the deep, and all those we have, are, and will be interceding for in Jesus' name. In the name above all names, and they that do know my name will put their trust in me, the Lord says, for I have not forsaken them that seek me. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of seeking you daily. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And Satan, we are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. And we speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouths of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every member of the body of Christ, those coming into the body of Christ, and all the family members, including all their children. All their children coming into the body of Christ. All their children. Not just the United States of America. Not just those that have been brought in to the United States of America under false pretenses. Maybe those that have come in willingly to do things. Come on, I'll make a lot of money up there selling my body. Those people that have been brought into the United States, willingly or even unwillingly, we cancel the demonic assignments to steal, kill, and or destroy in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. And it is written, for the body of Christ, those coming into the body of Christ, according to Job 28, verses 7 and 8, there is a path, Jesus is the path, the way, the truth, and life. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, where the vultures I have not seen, the lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. We thank you, Father, for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High, and we dwell there. And we thank you for the privilege of seeking your dwelling place and dwelling there, because we are your house, and we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope from to the end. That's what it says in Hebrews 3:6. If we're your house, we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. And you said in Psalm 27, starting in verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Not just visit there, That just go on Sunday, hit a time clock. Then I may dwell in the house of the Lord, because we're his house, all the days of my life. And my life doesn't end when I leave my physical body. All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. What, know you not? You're the temple of the Lord? By this, because the Spirit dwells in us, praise the Lord. From the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now, right now, our God is a very present help in time of need. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Jesus, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, God is with us. Blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, God with us. His name is called Emmanuel. And we thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And in the name of the Lord, he blessed you out of the house of the Lord. And we are your house, Lord. And you said, Father, in your word, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 9, you said, if when evil cometh upon us is the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9, thy name is in this house. Your name is in this temple of the Holy Spirit. Your name is in Bill Pringle's temple of the Holy Spirit. Your name is in Sabrina Sessions' temple of the Holy Spirit, in Tammy's, in NK's, in all the saints, in AK, in KK, all the saints, temples of Robert, every temple of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, and I'm not leaving anyone out. Just I thank you, Lord, for all the saints, and that you put your name in these temples, because we don't need a temple in Jerusalem. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but we need this temple. And Jerusalem means the flow of peace. And you made peace by the blood of your cross. Tremendous price you paid on the Mount Moriah, where Father Abraham went to offer Isaac. You offered, Father, your son, the Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, to pay that price for each of us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto them in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. So we cry unto thee, Heavenly Father, for all these situations Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we know even answer before we finished asking, not just the situation in Boston, Father God, with the flags, particularly coming before the Supreme Court. And we know, Father, that some people in the Supreme Court look like they're conservatives, but some of them have other little puppet strings connected to them in the past, Father God. Some people have things going on. Some of them are more obvious than others, but Father, you know everyone's heart. And we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication on everyone, those in authority, the heart of the kings, the hand of the Lord. You turn it whichever way you will as the rivers of water. We ask you to turn the hearts of those, not just in the Supreme Court, not just those in Boston, everyone in these situations, including the CEOs of the airlines and those connected with the government and the decisions concerning what's 5G and the rollout of 5G and how it affects not just a few people flying in airplanes, but all the goods, you know, all those goods, all those huge, big planes that are carrying stuff, UPS and FedEx, flying all over the place, not just the United States, all over the world, but and all the other places, things that are being transported, if they'll allow them to be transported. And we know, Father God, there's other agendas that are going on here, Father God. It's not all what's so blatant, what it looks like. Oh, it's because of 5G the airlines can't fly. Well, could it be so many of the airline pilots that got the jab are sick and they can't fly? And many other airline pilots say, no, I don't want that. And they've just said, I'm walking away. It's been my whole life desire to fly these big planes. I spent many, many years and thousands of hours. But I'm just going to walk away because I don't want to defile this temple of the Holy Spirit. Is it just a cover-up that the airlines can't fly because so many are sick and so many have walked off the job? Same nonsense happening in the hospitals, Father God. Some are sick and some have walked off their job. The hospitals aren't full. There aren't so many people working there. So, Father God, we ask you to uncover what's really going on, Father God. Bring it to light, Father, even as we've asked in the past. And I thank you if you are bringing it to light. And not just those, not just the hitman in the front like Fauci, Father God, but those behind the scenes, what's really, really, really going on. And you said we don't have to be afraid of it. We just have to ask for your divine help and intervention, adjudication. And we ask for all these situations and that they will not shut down the flow of transport of goods, not just with the airlines, but with the truckers, particularly those that are carrying produce and things back and forth from Canada to the United States, as well as Mexico to the United States. Apparently, that's all supposed to stop before the end of the month because of COVID. It's all nonsense because we know it's not a, of course, they have other little things they like to bring out, too, to put more fear on people because that's how they like to control people, by fear. But we thank you, Father, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God. And you said in Matthew 4:22, Jesus speaking, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret that it should come abroad. So we ask you to expose what's really going on, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as you remind us also in Matthew 10:28, we also remind us not to be afraid. And I do really thank you for Pastor Sabrina reminding us that, yes, fear and faith are equal and opposite and demand to be fulfilled. So help us all to hold every thought captive. We start to entertain that old spirit that used to control me and my whole family going back for generations. And Father God, I have to continually cast all my cares on you because you care for me because I can't do it. Not only can't I lead my sister to Jesus, well, maybe if she wants to, but I can't do any of these things, Father God, apart from your help. Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I think the privilege of being able to drool. It's nice to have a little moisture, Father God, in Jesus' name. But Father, you said in Matthew 10:26, fear thou not, for there's nothing, fear thou not, therefore, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. We ask you to bring to light what's going on concerning the business about 5G, which apparently they have 6G, which is built into it, ready to bring it out real quick so they can get the whole metaverse thing going so they control people from the towers, Father God, particularly those who have gotten the jab, and monitor everybody. It's all about monitoring. It's all about the social credit score. It's all about controlling people against their will for the betterment of the digital age. Oh, Father, wake up the body of Christ. And those who think they're Christians that went and got the jab, Father God. Father, we do thank you for the airlines pointing out that, yeah, there's going to be a, quote, grind to halt of essential goods and services, Father God. We ask you to bring to light what's going on and cause those that are making these decisions from the so-called government, national government, as well as local and city governments, Father God, to make the decisions you want, because the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And you're able to raise up one and put down one. You're able to change things, Father. We ask you to change things the way you want, Father, in Jesus' name. Expose things that need to be exposed in Jesus' name. We ask for divine intervention, adjudication, and all these things, Father God, from the righteous judge. You've given Jesus all power to make these decisions, Father God, because he paid the price. He was worthy. And that his name, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Not only in Philippians 2:9-11, and in Romans 14:11, and in Isaiah 45:23, but every spirit being, every human being is going to have to answer to Jesus. Not just Fauci, not just Biden, not just Trump. Everyone's going to have to answer to the Most High God, not just those in making decisions in the federal government and in the judiciary, including the Supreme Court. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God. Requesting adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the kind of speculation concerning the business of people being flown into Austin, Texas from all these liberal companies, bringing in their liberal employees, and not just from Facebook and what called Meta in Jesus' name, and Oracle and the Tesla group and all of that, Elon Musk. But we ask for your divine intervention, Father God. You'll expose what's going on. We thank you, Father God, for exposing what was going on in the last election, Father God. So if there is an opportunity, and of course they don't want to have a possible revenge tour, Father God, because they're going to do anything. Father God, if you have a caged animal and you get him in the corner, sometimes he's not very nice. Maybe he used to be a nice little puppy, but now he thinks somebody's going to say, you're off to the pound, you've bitten too many people, and it's time, your time's up. He might get very nasty, Father. We ask you to deliver all of us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. Including from the violent man, those people that are turning violent because they feel caged, including those that have been bribed and cajoled to doing it the deep state's way, the global elite's way, those behind the New World Order way, trying to get rid of the Christian faith and bring in the New World Religion, being sponsored by none other than possibly the Pope and others like that, Father. I'm not going to blame any human being, but there's too much stuff pointing, Father God, fingerprints all over it, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to expose what's going on, and we thank you for delivering us from the violent man, Father God. For it is written in Psalm 18, beginning at verse 46, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. That's the rock of our salvation. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me. You're the one that avenges us, Lord. And subdueth the people under me, even as Brother Bill put in the chat room tonight. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. And we'll sing praises unto thy name. We give you praise, Lord, for what you have done, are doing, and going to do in delivering us all from all these plans, including trying to bring in robots, not just to take over people's jobs, and trying to say, well, isn't this wonderful how quick the robots can do it? They can do it better than humans. In fact, they want to make a blend of people and robots. And that's what the injections were all about, and nothing to do with anything medical at all. That was just the excuse. So, Father God, we ask you to deliver us and bring to light what's really going on. The people who want to be wearing wearable robot garb, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for exposing what's really going on. We thank you, Father God, for the creatingness. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you, Father God, for delivering us on every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. Teach us all how to make the right choices and do what you want. You said, Father God, the United Nations is not our leader. Biden may be a titular head, maybe even a planted head by outside sources, Father God, even foreign governments possibly, maybe as a factor. But, Father God, our real head is the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The head of every man is Christ. Help us to hear and heed and do what he wants each of us to do. And I thank you, Father God, you're able to speak to people in profound and amazing ways, even showing things to people even before they've come into the faith, even as you showed me when I was a child, maybe younger than AK. I don't know how old AK is, but you gave me repeated dreams about my sister being controlled by witchcraft, and I didn't know anything about witchcraft. I just thought it was something like Disney. I didn't know what it was. So, Father God, I didn't know witchcraft was real. So, Father God, we found out it is real. But we found out Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. And we ask you to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy, Father God, in Jesus' name. Say, you told us, Father God, in your word, to call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. As we repent, renounce all generational and personal iniquity sins, Father God, in Jesus' name, including lust of flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. And you told us in your word, in Joel, the book of Joel, Old Testament, J-O-E-L, chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, not just Camp Constitution, the camp of the living God. His camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye unto me with all your heart, with fastings, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth them of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind, even a meat offering, and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast, even the little babies. Let the bridegroom come forth of his chamber and the bride of her closet. Let the priests and the ministers, we're all called to be his priests, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and it's your land, Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We thank you for giving us this land. We thank you, Father, for that. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. And we're your people because we belong to you because you purchased us with your own blood, the blood of God. We don't belong to Satan or ourselves. We thank you for purchasing us with your own blood, just like it says in Acts 20:28. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto the people, behold, I send you corn and wine and oil. And you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them into a barren land and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder parts toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. You told us over and over again in your word, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. We thank you for the corn, the wine, and the oil. We thank you for your strength. The people that do know their God should be strong and do exploits. It's not our strength. It's by your spirit. We thank you for that, Father. And you said in verse 28 and following, and it shall come to pass, in Joel 2:28, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out of my spirit, thank you for your promise, Lord, and I will show wonders in the heaven and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever, hey, we're all whosoever's, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So we call upon your name, Father, in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant, and we ask you to deliver us all. And you said, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. Deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemies. We ask for the righteous judge adjudication concerning trying to bring in all this nonsense with all the robots and everything, even trying to get people, all the truckers, kicked out of their jobs so they can have automated robot-driven trucks delivering the goods across the borders because, of course, the truck drivers that are refusing to take the job, even as many truck drivers have been on saying absolutely no, and they've been blocking even before the mandate says you can't go across, they're blocking the flow of goods coming across from Canada. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us and showing us from the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, trying to bring in starvation, trying to bring in all these things, but we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Even as Pastor Sabrina has warned us and told us about in the end of Habakkuk, yes, even if the vine tree doesn't bear her fruit and there's no herd in the stall, even then will we rejoice in the Lord because the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. You provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Your hand is not too short to save. And we thank you there are more with us than with them. We ask you to release your Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We ask you to pour forth of your spirit as you promised, Father, and send many warring, linking, obedient angels to watch over each of us. And we thank you for continually delivering us. And we thank you for protecting us by your own name, Father. You sent Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Even as Jesus said, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. So we thank you for keeping us by your own name and delivering us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. And Zeus and every one of your plans, particularly concerning Ukraine, with Russia, United States nonsense, and all the wars and rumors of wars, you said there would be a lot of that. So we bind up every one of those spirits seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy. And we thank you for delivering us from every one of those ungodly spirits, Father, and all the benefits of not only Psalm 91, Psalm 121, we thank you for delivering us from all evil, but Psalm 46, especially in this time, Father God, in Jesus' name, over all the saints, all that pertain to each and every one of us. And you said in Psalm 46, that that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease. We thank you for making wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in thunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And you told us in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. You know what? Marshall's not God. God is God. God the Father is God. And Jesus is the only Savior, the only Redeemer. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. It's not Trump. No, no. It's not whoever nice pastor. I mean, Pastor Sabrina's awesome. Pastor Bill's awesome. No, they're not our Savior. Only Jesus is our Savior. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. Amen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say, Lord, we thank you for delivering all the saints, including the mother Irene's daughter from the fiery vehicle, Father God, delivering Pastor Sabrina from a near accident, Father God, and delivering Pat Holiday in the past from what looked like an unavoidable accident, Father God, even as she explained that she had her tire marks, and then all of a sudden they continued on the other side of the intersection, but she was braking the whole way. You just lifted up her car. Thank you for the underneath of the everlasting arms. You know how to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemies. And you can translate us if you want us to. Even as we've heard people, you've done that to people in the past. Some man in Texas, there he was all of a sudden in Africa. There he was, and he had this, he was in a dry place in Africa. There he was, all of a sudden in a muddy place in Africa. And he witnessed to a man who came to the Lord, and he went back to Texas, and there he was in this dry, arid place with all this wet mud on his boots. Because you can do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He cannot lie. He said, lo, I'm with you always. He's what he said at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, and he cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And we ask you for your divine intervention. We thank you, Father God, for many, many saints, millions of saints all over the world, not only praying 2 Chronicles 7:14, many, many people praying and fasting and seeking your face and interceding, Father God. And we thank you for hearing the prayers and waking up the sleeping giant and pouring forth of your spirit and waking up the sleeping giant, Father God, in Jesus' name, drawing many to the Lord Jesus. We ask you to deliver those, Father God, when those people have had that jab that find out what's really been going on. Hey, this wasn't for your protection. This was to hurt you. When those people get angry, Father God, we ask you to deliver those people in the spirits of anger, and they want revenge, Father God, because vengeance is yours. We ask you, Father, pour oil on troubled waters in every area, not just Ukraine, but all those people that might rise up with a spirit of anger and bitterness against when they find out what the deep state's been trying to do to them, Father God, trying to control them and put nasty stuff in their bodies. We thank you, Father God, for helping those people to wake up and to turn to the Lord and just simply repent, because that's all you want me to do and every one of us to do. Not that I took that particular thing, but I've done some. I've had lots of vaccines in the past, Father God, and I didn't know some of them were potentially very harmful, but I didn't know. I was ignorant. So, Father, we ask you to teach us all, and you said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children, and you are no respecter of persons. So we thank you for teaching us all, and help us to be ready to pass our little trials and tests, Father God, even as you gave Father Abraham a rather severe test, Father God. But he reckoned that you could raise up his son from the dead. You can raise him up from being a burnt offering. You can put him back together. So we thank you, Father, for raising up the body of Christ, because you did raise up Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we're in that body, the body of Christ, and he has the power of an endless life. So we don't have to worry about anything that's going on in this world, because we continually cast all of our cares on you. And you promised, and you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything last, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. Thank you for hearing these prayers, Father, for Christ's sake, for the Lord's sake. And we thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession for each and every one of us and saving us all to the uttermost to come to Heavenly Father by you in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen and amen in Jesus' name. Give your praise, Father, for the Lord's sake in Jesus' name.
When I was just a child, I heard a beauty.